You alluded to your preference, I think, for immunotherapy in patients with metastatic disease who are BRAF positive. What's your own estimate of the chance of prolonged response slash, maybe even cure immunotherapy versus BRAF MEK?
So, complete response, complete remission, it means you don't see metastasis anymore. So, if there are some, they are microscopic. So, you don't see anything with your eyes, you don't see anything with your CT scan, your PET scan. If you are in this situation with anti-PD-1 or anti-PD-1 plus anti-CTLA-4, we now have some data, some insight to be quite confident to stop this immunotherapy. And this is absolutely a big, big news. We never could stop before we had this drug in the context of metastatic melanoma. So this is something very new. We stop, but we had to decide of some criteria. So we decided that we need to treat the patient for at least 6 months. Practically, I think most of the patients receive 1 year of treatment by the time you decide, you discuss, etc. About 1 year, so between 6 months and 12 months. And then you have to confirm your complete response with two CT scans that show the same complete remission. And then you tell your patient, well, we have some data now, we have more and more data, and we have more and more follow-up after stopping. And we know that more than 90% of the patients who stop treatment in this situation do not relapse, are still in complete response after more than 5 years. So this gives us some comfort, to tell the patient that we can stop. We cannot oblige them to stop. We have some patients who are very, very afraid to stop. This week I saw a gentleman, he told me, he's a doctor actually, and he told me, I'm so afraid to stop, I don't want to stop. So in France, we can continue the treatment, we are not limited. But I also can tell you that I had a patient who developed a type 1 diabetes after 3 years of treatment. Was it related to the drug? Was it not? I don't know. But that's a question. I think if you are in complete response and the patient is not too afraid to stop, I think it's very reasonable to stop. Now, what happened with BRAF-MEK? And also, excuse me, the percentage of complete response with anti-PD-1? About 20%. The percentage of complete response with combination ipi-nivo, the same. Not more complete response. That's interesting. We have more partial response, but the same. You know what? I'm looking forward to have a treatment with more than 20% of complete response. And with Dabra-Tramé, we also have 20% of complete response. But here, you don't want to stop, because if you stop, most of them will relapse.
Do you have patients who have a partial response but yet are stable and live, 5 years?
Yeah, we have that also. We have that also, and we also have some results of one trial, the KEYNOTE-006. We had 2 years of treatment in the trial, and we had to stop after 2 years. So we had some patients who stopped in partial response, and some even in stable disease. And we also have some follow-up, and after 2 years of median follow-up, most of them were still partial responders or stable disease. But a little bit less patients remain in response than the complete responders.